Julia was a dedicated woman. She was dedicated principally to herself, but that did not seem to lessen her charm, which was powerful, if capricious. I know now that inside every one of us there is another self. Wistful, wary, uncertain, but also cruel and subversive. A stranger who can respond to any suggestion, any impulse, whether wise or unwise, though it is usually the latter. I never knew a woman so little given to self-doubt or self-questioning. If she thought a thing, she said it. And if she wanted to do something, she did it. She was impervious to remorse, for in her eyes her desires were always justified. I sensed in her a will as hard as her heart, although she was kind in an absent-minded fashion. But if her kindness was absent-minded, it was nevertheless designed to serve her purpose. After flattering attention to oneself, she would signify the end of this particular phase of the conversation by asking one, negligently, to perform some small but onerous service. "You're so clever with food," she once said to me. "What should I get for Charlie's dinner tonight? What was that delicious vegetable thing I had at your house?" "That was ratatouille, Julia. It's very simple, but it takes a little time. I'd bring you some if I had some made." "Too sweet of you, but you must remember I'm a housewife now."